Hello, this is Kat Rodell with Ignite Business Planning Services, and our podcast, the off-the-cuff podcast today, is Frost, Heaves, and Snow, man. It is a balmy 20 degrees here in New Hampshire on January 3rd, 2018. We've just gotten out of a major cold snap. We've had a series of weeks where it was very, very cold, and the roads show it. They are full of frost heaves. Now, roads don't show frost heaves. You just feel them as you bump along the road. The road itself looks clear, but the car responds to the minor shifts in level. And so you can be going around down a road that seems perfectly clear and still hit little bumps. And the little bumps aren't too bad now and then, but it's the aggregation of bumps. It's the combination of a lot of bumps that can really just drive you nuts. Now, part of my issue is I'm driving the wrong vehicle for the season. I'm in a sports car. It's very responsive to the minor changes in the road, so I feel every single frost heave as I'm driving along. So the best thing for me to do during this time of year is to switch vehicles and to do either an all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive instead of the nice little sporty Mustang with the rear-wheel drive. So what is my point in regard to business? Sometimes when we're driving along and everything looks clear, we still need to shift vehicles or strategies in order to accommodate for what season we're in our business. Sometimes we may not be getting as many people into our business as we anticipated. Marketing campaign fell flat. It didn't go out when it was supposed to, and we were predicting a peak, and instead we've got a valley. Other times it could be that you have excessive snow and you have to have snow days, and you were planning on meeting with clients and you had bookings and sales that didn't happen because people couldn't make it to the right place at the right time. So how do you respond to that? In the software world, we have this term, we call it agile. It means that we respond reflexively to different situations, and we keep looking at the situation and making the right prioritization for tasks based on what's going on today. And in business, we have to learn to be agile as well. It's harder when you're larger because then you have to engage more people. But when you're a sole proprietor or a smaller guy, it's actually quite easy to be agile, and you can build a culture around being able to shift according to the situation. For example, an agile shift, if you have a snow day and you were supposed to meet with a client and you had to unbook because, you know, or reschedule because you couldn't make it out of the house, your driveway was packed with snow. An agile way of responding is either using the time instead to have a phone call with that client, or doing a Zoom meeting or another type of video conferencing. Now, video conferencing in terms of communication, not as effective as face-to-face, but it is still a good form of communication, and we need to use the best form at the time. Another way of agilely responding to a snow event would be to just call and rebook and make certain that it's within the next few days and that you can respond and get your face-to-face done. And while you're rebooking, see if there's anything else that they could use you for during that time period. They might be snowed in too, and you may just have a little technology break with your client and get some stuff done. A third method for responding agilely to a snow event would be to just take the day off and recharge. And that's okay to do if you're not doing it every single day. Recharge days are really kind of critical, especially if you're running your own business, because you need to reset that energy level. And sometimes a snow day is just required. You get outside, play with your kids, stay inside, read a book, keep warm, whatever you need to do, but recharge. And that helps you increase your life work balance. So that's my little 2 cents for today in our off the cuff. So don't forget that when you're driving down the road to success and you start to feel a few frost heaves, maybe it's time to change vehicles or at least change speed. I'll talk to you later. Have a great day. Bye.